Welcome to the Daytime Confidential podcast, brought to you by DaytimeConfidential.com. On today's show, we discuss One Life to Live's ratings jump, Days is at the bottom of the heap in total viewers and households, The Talk debuts on CBS, a tornado hits Genoa City on YNR, Tony Geary weighs in on why soaps are dying, Taylor and Pam find out about Stephanie's cancer, and Torsten Kate returns to All My Children. All this and much more on today's show, so stay tuned. Jamie, welcome.
Hey.
Reagan, welcome.
Hi.
Jillian, welcome.
Hello, how are you doing?
Great.
Wow.
What was that?
Now that she's got so much crap for how she acts.
Oh, boy, please. I don't care what nobody thinks.
Come up with something new every week.
I don't care what nobody thinks. You know damn well why I did that.
Next thing we know, she's going to be singing a duet with Neil Patrick Harris on Broadway.
No.
Jamie, what's up with One Life to Live's ratings?
Well, what's up is the operative word. They are up. They are up very high. Wow, I'm tripping. Yeah, 256,000 total viewers. The week of October 4th through the 8th. No.
You know exactly why I did that.
Jillian and I have a running joke. But, yeah, I am very proud of this show. It's like rumors of its death have been greatly, well, I think the fortune, the fortunes shifted. The horse that they bet on, you know, they didn't bet on Secretariat. One Life to Live said it's Secretariat. Everybody was betting on All My Children. But anyway, 256,000 total viewers went up. They don't really care about total viewers. So but it also shot up in women 18 to 49. It was this close to bumping off GH.
How much of it is attributed to Kim Zimmer?
It's the Zimmer effect, I feel like, because, I mean, they have a lot of stories climaxing, as it were. But, you know, this was the first week, the Zimmer. And she is one of daytime's most popular leading ladies. And I'm sure a lot of Guiding Light fans tuned in to see her with proper lighting and hair and makeup. And
imagine what would happen if they'd actually promoted her arrival.
Well, you know, I think it is what it is. I mean, she did a lot of soap press interviews. She talked about the show and some news. But, you know, maybe now, because even, you know, I saw the ABC News release and it was still, you know, and this is ABC wide. I mean, it's not about specifically why, I mean, this show's PR team. ABC always trumpets GH. And, you know, even with these boffo ratings for One Life to Live, you know, when I looked at TV by the numbers, the press release they got was still, General Hospital is number one in 18 to 34. Well, yeah, but that don't really mean a hill of beans with these shows going off the air the way that they are. One Life to Live's ratings phenomenon should have been celebrated. That should have been the let's buy a good year blimp and be happy about this show for once. And, yeah, they went up, you know, more so than the 200,000 floaters that we all know just tune from, you know, flip from show to show to show whenever there's something big going on.
Well, they also got a magazine cover.
Yes, they did. They're on the cover of ABC
Soap
this week.
Hallelujah.
And yeah, One Life to Live. You know, I have to do full disclosure and then we can talk about the storylines. I am so happy for their ratings. And I know that it has a lot to do with this Eli story wrapping up and, the, you know, a lot of these things coming together. This story is awful. I cannot wait. I'm so glad.
The arched one?
No, I'm so glad it's coming to an end. Every cheesy line he delivers makes me cringe. I feel like I'm watching Delirious, the John Candy movie. I mean, he's just the worst villain I've ever seen in the history of daytime. And it really made me pause to go, maybe this is what
I don't know. I mean, maybe this is what soap viewers tune in for. We crap on Y&R for doppelgangers. Their ratings go up. We hate mustached. Well, except for Luke. Maybe Luke is the American.
No.
Doppelgangers and evil twins and mustache twirling villains is what they want. Because shit, I mean, I was loving One Life to Live, the ratings were in the toilet. And now this Eli shit is going on, and I'm watching
it. His name is Eazy-E.
Reagan, what'd you think of this last week?
I'll tell you what I like about One Life to Live lately. Is even as ridiculous and cartoonish as this crap is right now, and I use the term crap loosely, at least it's cliffhangerish. It is soapy to a certain degree. And I want to know what's going to happen next. As ridiculous as his one-liners are, and one minute he's passed out in the backseat of the car, and the next he's chasing Star through the
stairwells at ABC Studios.
Ass got a big old bullet hole and picking up that big...
Danielle, sorry. That medicine you brought me must have made me feel great or whatever it was. I don't know whatever
his
that
victims
scene was.
They're getting good... meaty stuff to play. I'll give the storyline that Florencia, Kelly Masal, you know, the Vic.
And then, the thing is, we also have Hannah as a mustache twirling.
She's not a
mustache. No, I'll tell you is what I'm tired of is that bitch Hannah.
Absolutely.
I like Hannah. Hannah is a young
Mark. I liked her, but now I'm going back to being. I'm done with her now.
She's
I can only
good,
take
though.
A bit of crazy at a time. Yeah.
There's too much crazy going on, is what it is.
Matt, what's his name? Was great, sexy leading man, but he's terrible as a villain. He is horribly cheesetastic.
I have Matt
Walton
overload.
Hannah is all right. She scares me.
I hope she's the one who dies.
But I gotta say this about Star. I'm sorry, Star. That girl was barely holding that gun pointed at you straight. I'm yelling at the TV. I'm like,
yeah,
what's up with that bat? Why don't
No.
Got a baseball bat in your hand.
No, let me tell you what part which drove me crazy. When they were talking over the crib, Hannah has the gun pointed down. I'm saying to the TV, I'm like, Star, now is your chance to just tackle that hoe to the floor and snatch that gun up.
We know that, and I don't know the spoiler on this, so I don't know, but you know this is a chance for that little Peter Reckel lookalike junior, what's his name, to come and save her.
Ford's brother?
Chiseled face. Chiseled boy. Yeah,
James Ford.
And I like him. I do like him. He's fast becoming my favorite Ford.
I like him too, but I think the other one, the third Ford brother, needs to go.
He does. That baby
like
can
Nate?
Go.
Yeah. No, I don't like Nate.
Him and his mama can go on a long car trip together.
I can't stand her. She's the worst.
Well, the thing is they're bringing in the father now, so it is only going to get worse.
Well, the father can act, though. I mean, and I know...
Maybe he'll kill the mother.
The Otaya fans are destroying me on Twitter every time I say this. But, you know, if you go back to what I said before, I mean, all of us, Jessica Lecce did a great job during that storyline, but it was mostly...
Speak for yourself.
It was mostly my girl, Crystal Chappelle, did the heavy lifting. And without Crystal Chappelle there stroking her chin and
pushing her up against a wall,
there's no need for this woman. There are so many great Latina actresses out there, other actresses. I don't even know. I mean, she's just not a good actress. And that's one thing about One Life to Live. You know, they tend to hire decent. You know, actresses with chops for these. This woman can't act. She's just not good. She just has to go. There's no need for Jessica Lecce on this show.
I'm glad about their ratings. To me, I think this is a
big F. Yes, definitely.
You know, I wanted to piggyback on that because I think this is a big F you to ABC, in my opinion, because you know they roll out the red carpet for GH. They give GH everything but the kitchen sink. You saw Franco and them broke up them plasma TVs at that thing. I'm like, y'all better stop. That's One Life to Live's budget now. They moved all my children to another coast. And One Life to Live barely gets anything, and they came back and was like, we still in this bitch. So I'm happy for them. happy, happy, happy. But yeah, Jessica, Lechia, Inez, Nate, and Charlie could get into a bus with Eli and just
Well, they
die.
Need Charlie now because Charlie is the catalyst for the Vicky.
Well, hopefully, I don't say it on
they
the last
They need him to die at the Echo. End of the storyline is Vicky what they need Echo to do.
Story. I said that last week, didn't I say that? Well, whatever. We recorded that. But I said it. That could give...
Well, you know what? Charlie is okay now that they don't have his son dying. In kind of trouble. Like,
and it's amazing how good Greg is when he's lying in bed
and remember,
in a coma.
We like Charlie.
Oh, God. I didn't like Charlie.
But Luke liked Charlie. We all
liked
Charlie.
I liked Charlie at the beginning, but when he started eating scenery more so than Robin Strasser, it got bad.
You can't eat scenery when you don't know what stage you're on.
Oh,
yeah, Greg is doing the acting of his career in that coma.
I told you. I haven't enjoyed Greg so much.
But we'll talk about his family. Now, Lord, help
Destiny,
me, Jesus.
Destiny, yes. Oh, my.
I felt like I was watching Good Times. Oh, no, he can't die. Oh, my. I wanted somebody to get the Holy Ghost because I was like, it's 2010.
My God, it's not,
okay.
I broke
they are aren't they in Illinois? This isn't
Illinois.
Well, where is Landview? Oh,
Pennsylvania.
What are you watching?
I do know they ain't in Arkansas. So why is she talking like the mama? Oh, my Lord. Oh, my God, great. Glory.
Okay, but the thing about that is that isn't just the black storyline, because the dialogue has been getting really
heavy.
You see
Vicki Davidson talk like
that?
Well,
no, but the storyline dialogue has been getting really heavy-handed, and there were a couple times this last week when I was watching it, and I kept thinking to myself, this is Passions.
I'm not talking about heavy-handed.
No, don't do that. They're not Passions.
No, I'm not talking about heavy-handed. I'm talking about her talking like Martin Luther King at a speech. And all my children. Oh, God's children.
Now, why are you going to put Dr. King out there like that?
That's how preachers talk. But no, that's
Jesse and Al coming for you.
Well, Jesse and Al mimic Dr. King.
They come.
You know that's how he talked. I mean,
they're coming for you.
Anyway, I don't know why she got to talk like she in a church play all the time. Oh, if they find out what happened with Greg and Sean. And then that baby come in there, bless her heart, and she did Florida Evans proud.
Damn.
Well, then we'll find out if whether or not she is actually Greg's daughter.
I don't know who child she is, but that wouldn't make you kill nobody. Why would you kill somebody? A black man having a baby as a teenager? Hell, if that ain't like this an anomaly. You know, my daddy was 16 when he got me. He wouldn't go kill Tail. You know, to hide that secret. I don't understand. It needs to be something big, like they running from the law or something. For him to kill this woman, why would that matter?
Well, maybe Days of Our Lives needs to be reading The Secret in order to figure out how to get its ratings back up. It's at the bottom of the heap, Jamie.
That's that NyQuil.
Again, I'm going to tell you. Well, I've watched the last 2 weeks of Days to try to really in-depthly see. In-depthly, I done made up a new word, y'all. What the deal is. And I'm going to be honest. I like Days right now. Story-wise, the only two stories I don't like are their big stories. You know, I don't
Maybe
like...
Maybe that's the reason why people are tuning
yeah.
in.
Yeah, Days is an A-story show. Our readers have said that in the comments. So I'm piggybacking off of them with that.
Well, and one person pointed out in the comments about it that ratings were up when it was Sammy versus Nicole, and those two haven't been near each other in ages.
You logged in under a fake name. And
listen, Sammy versus Nicole is money in the bank, and it's been
Sammy Brady is owned 7 days a week, Luke.
But Sammy versus Nicole is money in the bank the same way that Sam versus Kate used
I'm
to be.
I'm going to send the CEO of Comcast a letter signed
listen,
Luke Kirk.
Now,
asking for Allison Sweeney to get a Saturday morning cartoon.
Just at the beginning of the podcast that ratings go up when things that I suggest happen. Just,
well,
you all. Jamie said as a joke.
I love Sammy. Love her. But Sammy don't need no more storylines, Luke. That ain't the answer.
No, she needs to be in good ones. The one she's in now isn't the greatest.
No, it's called Days of Our Lives. It's not called Sammy and Them. Sorry.
And I love Sammy.
I'm not saying that, but I'm saying with Sammy has been a dud lately.
Sammy's been on front burner as it is now.
And I still maintain it's been a dud.
I don't think that this story's been a dud. I think the dud story is Hope in jail and not with Bo. The other thing that I feel is driving ratings down is Vivian buried alive, because it's stupid. It has none of the
buried alive, right?
It has none of the macabre, fearful element. That first buried alive, you really felt like this girl was going to die. Crystal Chappelle, if you go back and watch those clips.
Oh, she brought the house down.
I mean, she scared every second of the day. I physically felt like I was going to die with Carly. This just seems like
Vivian chilling in a box.
And they're ruining my boy. They're ruining Brady. You never have a hero do something evil. God damn it. Will they read Doug Marlin's rules? You don't have your hero bury someone alive.
Tad
did it on All My Children.
Well, all the shows are pissing on Doug Marlin.
Okay, I know you bring that one up. Tad is the exception to the rule.
Tad's from Texas. Tad is from Texas.
First of all, Tad was an anti-hero all along. Second of all,
he's still a good old partner.
Can I give you my codicil to that wheel that I gave you? That man stole Tad's baby. Brady's mama was already dead when she removed her from that. Moving some dead ashes or wherever out of a sarcophagus does not denote burying somebody alive. Put him in the ground because he was like, you gonna tell me where my baby is. I support that 150%. I would have put him in the ground too. But no, what Brady is doing and then him laughing and kikiing about it, this is just stupid. This is not Brady. Brady is the son of John Black. That's just dumb. And Hope in jail with my Gina Capwell, I don't care. Bo needs to break her out of jail and they go on the run together. And they can go ahead and put Carly with Daniel or where, But I can talk
now
about
that. You know that's where they're going.
Because I did say I like Days this week. Molly Burnett is a revolution. I cannot believe this is the same girl that we all wanted stoned a couple of years ago. I mean, this last week,
giving you the side eye.
Well,
I'm with you, Jillian.
That's because y'all don't never give nobody a
couple. Don't play me. Go play some Lotto.
I play a Lotto, and if
I always
look at that girl's performance this last week.
It was improved,
she,
but I would by no means call it a revolution.
I'm giving you the side eye for the revolution comment.
Blasted through her scenes. Molly Burnett did the doggone thing.
It was an improvement, but not a revolution.
Into Nadia Bjorlin. She held her own with Crystal Chappelle. Jessica Latia can't hold her own with Crystal Chappelle.
Well, you ain't gonna never hear me disagree with you with that week.
Listen, I was one of the first people to say that about Jessica Latia, so don't try bringing that back on me.
No first, nothing.
I said one of the first.
You were talking about the Christenids or whatever.
I said way back when that she was overrated in that storyline.
Anyway, Molly Burnett on Days of the Our Lives was great this week. She was amazing. Nadia Bjorlin was also amazing. So was Crystal Chappelle. I am enjoying that storyline. I don't care about Daniel. I don't care if he ever finds out or whatever. But the women that are involved in this are making it worth it for me.
I just want to know who the hell switched that baby. Them DNA tests.
When this comes out, I want him to be like, I hate all of you. I can't trust any of you. And I'm leaving. I'm taking a job in Europe. And I'm never, ever, ever coming back. And I'm never going to be mentioned again.
No, that ain't gonna happen.
Well, speaking of someone who is leaving and may not be mentioned again, Ariana bites it.
Poe, Ariana, Ariana, Ariel.
I like her storyline with EJ. I actually thought she and EJ had some chemistry. I thought that would have been
absolutely.
I thought that would have been a really good
show. I don't know why James Scott decided to shave his head. He's the only person in daytime with brain surgery to ever.
No.
No. Leslie Kay did.
Tristan Rogers did when he
had no brain surgery. Leslie Kay had colon cancer.
But but they still shaved her head for the storyline, unlike other people who wear wigs.
Tristan Rogers, Tristan Rogers did for when he was on night shift to be authentic.
Yeah. Well, I
don't understand why Days had to go to the extreme and kill her off. They could have recast that girl if they had issues. We don't know why they fired her, but
I think it's a budgetary / too many.
I think it was a matter of there's too many people with major storylines, and someone might have got a little bit.
They had a lot of chemistry, but
that would have been a really good storyline to see her.
They should have killed that other sister.
They're recasting her with that girl who was terrible on One Life to Live.
They already did.
I know, but I'm saying.
You said they are recasting her.
Well, I wish it could have been a 2-for-1 sale at least. I'm sad to see. That little girl is very popular, Lindsay Hartley, and it's dumb to get rid of her. I think she was a part of the ratings boost. I mean, we always attribute it to Crystal, but, that little girl was popular, too. She was the star of Passions, a cult show.
For 10 years.
I don't understand why, she had a really good that could have been really good to see Brady start to get in touch with his dark side over time over that girl. And we could have seen that progress, but not this one.
Brady and Nicole have no chemistry whatsoever.
I was glad when Richter broke them up when he was like, "What y'all doing in there? This is my house."
They need to have Nicole go after Justin, and so she can go head to head with Adrian. Judy Evans is a dynamo. Arion is a dynamo. Ooh. They need to have her, for whatever reason, have some legal trouble and set her eyes on Justin. That would be a good triangle for her to be in.
Damn, that she would be the Kyriakis hoe. She just been through everybody.
Exactly. And Carly needs to sleep.
The Kyriakis snatchalope.
Carly needs to sleep with EJ. Crystal Chappelle is a superstar. She needs to be mixing it with the other superstars. She is a supporting character in a storyline. You do not have Crystal Chappelle as a supporting character. Carly needs to get drunk because Bo breaks Hope out of jail and goes on the run with her because she's in danger. The mob's trying to kill her in jail, and so he takes her on the run back to New Orleans, which we know will be some cardboard set. Purple, but damn it.
It'll be in HD pretty soon.
And they can just show all the flashbacks from the last time they were on the run. Carly's so distraught. She's at the Cheating Heart, which is also a purple room. And EJ's at the Cheating Heart too. And they sleep together and Sammy can't stand it. Then you have powerhouse Crystal Chappelle versus powerhouse Allison Sweeney.
Oh,
there we go.
I thought they were going to... But the way they hinted in the beginning when Crystal came back that she was going to share in scenes and be connected and untangle with Rafe. I would have liked to see that.
No. I love Galen Gehring, but again, they...
Them two chicks would terrorize him.
Powerhouse. You can't put a powerhouse with these
powerhouses.
I like Galen Gehring. For what... He brings, and I mean that in the nicest way, people like him and Sean Christian, soaps need them. They need them. They just need to play core characters, so at least it'll be worth it. But I like Galen. I like Galen, and I like him as Rafe. But they're eye candy. Crystal Chappelle doesn't need to be with an eye candy person. She needs an actor. She needs to be up against... somebody like James Scott. They need to be in a storyline together. He's like Lawrence. She could be drawn to him because of that. Sammy could hate it. Rafe could be like, why do you care about EJ being with Carly? Then you have Carly versus Sammy. Carly could make all these snappy remarks like, you broke up my aunt and uncle, you bitch. And, then you have two dynamos. going at each other. Days is just a bunch of superfluous stuff, you know, and unconnected. Like, there's a lot of good little things about Days. I think Brady and Melanie have a lot of chemistry, but it's just a lot of little stuff going on that it's like, okay, why do I care about Stephanie and that boy? I don't care about her scheming to get that boy. And why is Kayla having to help? You know, yes. I'm like, I feel like she's Kay Chancellor. Darling, did you have your orgasm today?
You know, you brought up Douglas Marlin. I think all of them have just peed on Douglas's rules. They're just using it as bird feeder or, you know, a lineup for their bird cages. Because ain't none of that following that. Stephanie just did a 180 also on her personality. Like, you brought that up. I mean, I can see why people are a little disheartened with Days because it's all over the place. I actually enjoy it myself, but it is all over the place when you have characters like Stephanie going through so much lengths to trap a man. That's not Kayla and Patch's child.
And I'm hoping these casting calls are just smoke screens for core characters because I'm so tired of new characters in soaps. We don't care at this point. I mean, all the soaps need to be looking at their canvases and saying, who from the past can we figure out a way to bring back in a new and fresh way? Not a bunch of more new. Days has so many new people already.
And that's what I'm saying about All My Children, because I'm glad that Lindsay Hartley is headed there, but I would have liked to have seen her as a core character. Reagan, what did
Why
you think?
Why is she playing Jake's ex-wife?
Yeah, but...
Don't you mean Joey?
But well, yeah, still. Joey, Jake, whatever.
But still.
I know that.
I do, too.
Reagan, what'd you think of All My Children this last week?
It was okay. I wasn't all that excited, I guess. I don't know. I like court trial storylines, especially ones that seem that are going to be as in-depth as this one is. And I don't know, leaning up to it, I just thought it'd be a little bit more exciting. Oh, wow, they had a little party for her.
And I'm a little bit sad that they're calling her the Green Widow. I mean, Green Butterfly, Green Widow. For the love of God, just stay away from the insects.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's definitely not that one that I'm on the edge of my seat that I gotta see what's going to happen next, you know? And they're just making it... I hate storylines when they make it so obvious that it's Ryan who did it when you know it's not him. It's just, I don't know.
Jamie, what do you think of Torsten K returning? Do you think he will help the show?
I think that somebody probably went to Torsten and said, look, we'll fly you first class, please. And he's like, all right, damn it. I don't like Los Angeles. But no, I don't know. Ryan and Kendall, for me, I like Torsten K as an actor. I really liked him on Port Charles. I didn't ever see him on One Night to Live. Yeah, I liked Port. Him and old girl, Julie Pinson. Yeah, they walked it like a dog. He took her right from Kevin.
I
never saw that. Like, for me, the Cambiases ate All My Children alive.
Amen.
Swallowed them whole and spit up the bone.
Amen.
So I'm gonna be honest. I'm not in that majority that is all Ryan and Kendall at the end. I'll tell all of this show. Now I know that, but I'm also game recognizes game, and you can see that they have a tremendous fan base, and so I am happy because you know they need that stabilizing force there. You know, people, you have said this about John and Marlena in the past. I remember Sarah Babel wrote a piece that Days made it so that you couldn't break them up and that limited what you could do with them. I didn't know if I agreed with that because there was an inherent triangle there with John, Marlena, and Roman that they always could have revisited if they brought back the right Roman. But with Torsten, that's how I feel about Kendall. I mean, I love the character of Kendall. I think she should be a young Erica Kane going through a new husband every year. So I have not been a fan of Kendall pregnant, having all these babies, and one of them not being able to hear, and one of them having to have surgery, and with this one being hurt, and then Adam almost hurting this one, and these babies, and all these children everywhere, and, you know, but Bianca got seven babies. It just, that's not why I watch soap operas. You know, I almost missed the days when some of them used to tumble down the stairs because they just having too many babies. So
damn,
that's
Jamie.
No, but you know how it used to be. A pregnancy would be, oh, I'm pregnant. And then they stumble down the stairs. How you?
Well, that was General Hospital.
Oh, no, that was every soap on the air. All of them used to lose a baby.
I hope they don't do that with Sammy and Ray, because you know she got too much now.
She don't need any more kids. No, no.
I was thinking of watching them this last week. I was thinking of Rafe, and it's like, poor Rafe. He's going to end up being Day's equivalent of Mac. And after our recent podcast, I thought to myself, he's so screwed.
No, because Sammy is fertile now. He sneezes on her good, and she'll have a quadruplet. But, you know, I want Kendall to have some saucier, sexier, bitchier storylines, not just all this Zach and Kendall angst. And I certainly don't want, you know, I read in Depth, I think it was, either, well, no, I don't know which magazine I read it in. One of the soap magazines this week, she was kind of previewing the story. No, it was actually, I think, Digest. And it was like, they're going to be teaming up to help Ryan and Greenlee. I don't care about Ryan and Greenlee as a couple. I like Ryan and Greenlee as a separate entity, but and now they're going to make Madison evil again so they can prop Ryan and Greenlee together. I liked Ryan and Madison. They were cute. He pulled up her shirt. She had a little pink bra on. He was kissing her little belly. They were sexy. But no, we have to turn her evil again because of Greenlee. It's like, Greenlee is not a heroine. We liked Greenlee when she was a spoiled rich bitch. And they just keep trying to make her a heroine and trying to force this Ryan and Greenlee shit. They don't have any chemistry together. It's just stupid. And Brian,
well, you're preaching to the choir on that one.
They had chemistry, all right, when she decided to be the Dukes of Hazzard on that bike.
I'm like, can they not recast Leo? I mean, come on. There has to be somebody
I would trust
there.
Him to recast Leo.
Oh, I would. Shit, that boy ain't recastable.
No, I'm not. I never said that. Exactly. I'm just saying the fact that they are so bad at casting lately,
he was a model. They found him at Ford Wilhelmina Models or somewhere.
Luke's saying. No, he's not saying that.
I'm
he's
not saying
uncastable.
That.
I'm saying, I think he's meaning that they will cast down from what they had before.
Well, no, and even if it's not down, I mean, let's face it, Josh Duhamel, when we watched him, he did a lot of learning how to act on screen, but in the context of the fact that they will find some pretty boy who cannot act whatsoever, it's been, what, 10 years since he's been on the show? We do not have the luxury of having a character like Leo learn how to act on screen as we're watching with some of the other adult actors on this show.
Oh, why
not? That's what I just said! That's what I was just saying, that they're going
to
cast out.
They do something then because, or, you know, the obvious, put her in a triangle with Jake and
Oh, absolutely. I would love that. Jake and Amanda and Greenlee would be hot.
But, you know, but they're bringing, what's-her-face on for that? Lindsay Hartley's playing his ex-wife. You know, I just...
Your suggestion of bringing the Androzzi boy back. That's what they need to do for Kendall.
Anton. Well, yeah, for Kendall, but yeah, you know, I maybe have him file for Greenlee too. And Tom Pelfrey could do it. I mean, Tom Pelfrey don't want to. Well, Tom Pelfrey.
He'd be too young in the role.
I agree with Jillian. Jillian, you and I are agreeing a lot today, and I don't know what's going on here.
Look at how they're doing with soaps these days.
Well, look at Kyle White. Oh, shit.
She's my age. Is she supposed to be 50 some odd years old?
They could bring Paul Layden in as Anton. That would work.
And let's be real. Sarah Michelle Gellar is my age, and Alicia Minshew is 40. So who cares?
That's true. But Tom Burn. They can't afford another set.
Just auditioned to play Kim the last week. She said, I just need some work, damn it.
Well, Reagan, before we move on, what are you thinking of how the Courtland versus Chandler thing is playing out?
It's okay. I don't like this whole old guy Caleb against the young guy. It doesn't like fit, you know? It's like it was the days of Adam versus Palmer, and now it's like JR versus Caleb is just not.
And what?
I agree.
It just doesn't fit. It feels like, you know, the teacher's beating up on the kindergartner or something.
And going back to Zach, this is something I'll bring up, because back when they had the Chandlers versus Zach,
I thought that when once Adam left the series, that was what the rivalry was going to be. Because while I'm not a fan of Zach personally, the JR versus Zach war, corporate war, was something that I really enjoyed. And I figured eventually that that's where it was going to be. And I agree. Palmer versus – or Caleb versus JR just doesn't work.
And why did Uncle Palmer leave this goon all his money when he has Daisy and Daisy got a boy?
Isn't Daisy his ex-wife? I thought it was Nina.
No, that's right. We had Daisy's child. What is Daisy's child?
Nina.
Nina. He got Nina and Nina's boy. And then he had Petey with Opal. Why is he leaving all his money to some woodsman somewhere?
Well,
I just never understood it. See, this is that I'm a writer. I'm a new writer, so I have to take out my wee wee and piss on the trees. I got to make me a new character. Yeah, doggy. Don't you see me making me a new character?
I don't think no Christman is saying ye doggy. Oh my god.
Well, some.
But he said he wanted to create a woodsman, and it's like. I mean, no offense, Michael Nouri is a good actor, and, you know, he's got chemistry with Bobby Eakes, but I don't understand Palmer. Stuff needs to make sense for me. If I was Petey Cortland and Bobby, what's his name, I'd be filing a lawsuit to declare my old dead granddaddy crazy because he wouldn't just disinherit me and leave everything to some fool living in the woods. I mean, I just don't understand that.
Well, I'm going to jump to YNR for a bit. Diane, we discussed in the last podcast, Maura West debuted as Diane, but then this week she also walked it like a dog with Tucker. Jillian, what'd you think?
She better watch out. You know when Ashley get mad, she get crazy. She gonna come in with
steal Tucker's sperm.
I'm solo, thanks. I think she gonna become crazy and try to beat the shit out of Diane. I'm like, Diane is coming to me. Why
Ashley might go crazy, but your girl go drunk.
While we're at it, Phyllis is gonna go crazy too.
This is the old Phyllis. The other Phyllis that you saw was that housewife Phyllis. I don't understand why everybody was people was fighting to keep that in place. I'm like, I didn't like that demure Phyllis. I like the bitch on wheels Phyllis.
I gotta say about Phyllis is one day, I caught the show one day this week, and...
Hot Adam?
No. Whoever used to do Amelia Hindley's hair got a hold of her head one day. Her head looked a hot mess one day now. It wasn't a bedroom scene either. She was at the office. I said, we got an older Phyllis head.
Michelle made someone mad one day, but no. It's looking like YNR is doing chem testing with Maura West. They keep having her up, it looks like they're trying to do it with Tucker, trying to do it with Jack again. They're trying to do it with Victor. Keep her away from Victor, I think.
Gonna be real. I'm sorry. Chem test her with whoever you want. Malcolm, Devon,
yeah.
Miguel, but I do not want to see Victor Newman. Tucker McCall is still in a sturdy.
Steven Nichols, actors need to take note. This man he's a good actor and he keeps himself, people have this misnomer. If you're pretty, you can't act, or if you can't act, you can't be pretty. Steven Nichols told me to tell y'all, F y'all, I can do them both, even though why not don't use him.
I'm liking old Tucker now.
I like Tucker when Catherine is sticking it to him and he's playing the wounded son.
She wasn't. Catherine, I hate that shit. You took Falcon Crest from me.
Well, no, but I'm talking about like in the scenes where she's basically treating him like he isn't her son. I think that those scenes are
good. That's what he's talking about.
I'm not talking about the corporate element. I'm talking about like when he shows up at the hospital trying to be nice, and she's basically
one child that's named Brock Reynolds. She ain't never had no more other kids.
So, Jamie, what do you think of the tornado and the barn scenes?
He's a preacher man who got busy with a homeless woman. the tornado was great. I must give them their props.
Yeah, the CGI was really good on that.
I enjoyed all of Y&R last week. I don't know what went on. I was like, wow. Yeah, I love the tornado. I loved Kane. And because for me, one of the biggest joys of soaps, because, you know, I watched a bunch of NBC soaps, so there was always some heroes beating the crap out of each other. So I loved Kane versus Cyber Frazier. And, you know, I even enjoyed Lily this week. I was like, okay, Lily, you trying to go up there and help your man? And then you got to go in there and see about your cubs, you know. I was, you know, that was some scary stuff because I was like, ooh, that would kind of be a little frightening. Now, were they at the Abbott Cabin?
It looked like the Abbott Cabin, but no, it's not. To me,
It
looks like it, but no, it's not the Abbott Cabin. That's something else because they kept reiterating, you know, some park ranger and the.
Oh, that's the same shit as the Abbott Cabin.
No. It is. I know it is, but okay. What are you talking to? I know it
what
is the Abbott Cabin.
Have a bar, the Abbott Cabin, like we dumb. Ooh, we had another cabin. We had somebody else's cabin.
You know, Billy lent us a cabin. Cabin fever. I was like, you know.
We at the Johnson Cabin. I'm like, that's the damn Abbott Cabin. Shit.
But didn't you? But the tornado. They're CGI. They're CGI.
The boulders. You see them boulders.
It was so evil. The CGI. ABC soaps need to take a lesson. Well, except One Life to Live. You know they don't give them nothing. But you know. Their CGI was very understated and very tasteful. It wasn't like I had to rewind it again and again and again because I'm like, when the roof blew off, I'm like, are they using CGI? Their CGI was very tasteful.
And they didn't have nobody holding up a baby talking about
the Lion King dance.
No, only Adam tackled that baby like.
Well, but they did have Adam. They did have Adam looking like he's Superman trying to shut the gates of hell. But
you know now, he just made sure that Sharon's gates are about to fly open for him because he didn't save the baby.
I was watching those scenes, and I like Adam and Sharon together. I really do, but sometimes because of how skeevy Adam is, it was just like I just feel dirty rooting for this couple. Sometimes
they just did the prerequisite of what you have to do to redeem a soap villain. You have to have them save some children. Todd saved all of Tina's kids, didn't he?
Yeah.
So now him, you know, dressing up.
What you mean all of Tina's kids? She only had two? Jesus.
Now that Adam has saved her baby, that makes up for him switching the
babies. I want Adam with Phyllis.
To open her legs.
I was really hoping Nick would have been picked up and carried away.
I want Adam and Phyllis. I've been saying this since the year.
No, Deacon, Phyllis, and Nikki.
Deacon, Phyllis, and Nick
in a triangle. That was so hot.
I want Deacon, Victor, and Nikki.
Hello!
Because Deacon will stand up to him.
And this is Maria because we know but when he was on B&B, it's already been established. We all know that Sean Kanan know how to do the Kung Fu Chop or whatever it is that he studies. On B&B, when he went up against Massimo, when Massimo tried to fight him, it was already established that Deacon knows how to brawl.
You'll never see that on Wired Off.
You'll never see
anybody beat Victor Newman in a fight.
Oh, hell no.
You think Eric Braden went on a media tour about his paycheck? Victor Newman does not lose fights. I don't care if he's 75. He does not lose.
He could be in a walker and a wheelchair, and he'd still win the fight.
Victor could be in the ground, and they'll piss on his grip, and he'll come out and try to fight someone.
It's so silly when he punches little Billy Abbott. I'm sorry. Billy Abbott would beat the shit out that old man. It's like, come on now.
But I've said it on Twitter, I like Phyllis and Adam. Like, you know, when they had Ingen, I'm glad they played that beat again because, you know, they just stopped it when Muni took over. When Ingen was in the role, they had him going after Phyllis. And I'm sorry, I said it on Twitter, Facebook, whatever. It looked like a child going after Phyllis. I'm like, boy, please. But, hun, Adam?
Well, she like kids, Nick. Maybe I'm
But Adam and her, she have chemistry with him. They have chemistry to the street. I like that. Sharon can't handle that boy.
It needs to be Wuthering Heights, though. A villain, somebody like an I think it'd be cool if they slept together, but Adam needs a damsel. Someone that dark and menacing has to be obsessed with some pure person, even though we all know Sharon ain't pure.
Shaw's just gonna say she looks like
but the men in town treat her like she's this pure, and that's why Phyllis can't stand her, because she's like, she's as big of a hoe dog as I am, but these men don't see it. They see her as this virginal princess that needs to be protected.
Sharon Bain been a virgin since the 70s. Let's see.
But Phyllis
I like her.
I like Phyllis back with Jack, and I loved them. Their first romance was so amazing. I feel like Phyllis is Jack's great love, and vice versa.
Summer is his baby.
No, they don't have to see y'all. Soap fans, y'all just want everything wrapped up nicely.
Don't say y'all. No, pick
the
name.
Drama. It's more drama if the baby stays Nick's. Everything don't have to be. That's what used to bother me about Days. They never should have made JT. Or Zach, they never should have made him be Bose, because there's more drama. Look at all the drama As the World Turns drew from Margot having that baby with Hal and Tom and her having to adjust to that. It's better that way than just, let's magically make it to that Bose slept with Hope when he was dressed up like a mime.
But you know what? I think the drama, you speaking of drama, they should have made, I've said it on the podcast, they should have made Kyle a teen or a young adult like that little boy who plays Noah, so it could have been the new version of Newman versus Abbott.
Drew Garrett Kyle.
Said it on the podcast last week. Mm-hmm. They would destroy. This would bring new life into the Newman versus Abbott feud. Instead of Kyle needs to.
I'm tired of these little kids.
He needs to go. You know.
Hi, Dad. Get out of here.
You know what? He needs to. He needs to go. You know, like what they did with before they replaced Noah. He needs to go to some camp.
I count 4 or 5 kids in daytime that I didn't want sore assed. I didn't want little redheaded Michael Sorrest. I love that little boy. But I ended up loving Drew Garrett. But I love that little terrible boy. He was so awful. You know, and he was just like ordering hits when he was 10 years old. I loved him. You know, I didn't want that little boy that used to be Sean Douglas, the one who used to call Bo Papa. But they went on and sore-assed him with some little teen model boy. You know. But most of the time, these kids just need to be sore ass.
Kyle should go back to Toronto for some hockey camp or whatever and come back pissed at the world that his dad always raised a kid named Newman and go to war with Noah. That would be epic. But no.
Reagan?
And they keep mentioning the sperm thing. Sorry, I was just going to say, they keep mentioning Diane stealing Victor's sperm. I'm like, hello, we all know that Abby was supposed to be hers. You know, I'm like, what? Diane got a slow ass womb. Jack got some really slow swimmers.
No, she's an elephant. No, elephants gestate for years or something.
Which is called Mora West an elephant. How dare you?
Reagan.
Diane back then. Alex Donnelly, drunk ass.
Reagan, what did you think of General Hospital this last week? And especially after our last podcast when we discussed the Dante Brenda connection as this is developing?
Lord, he's developing like he talking about the bottom.
This is a breaking news story. Did Dante and Brenda have sex? For the latest update, tune in to Daytime Confidential.
Thank
Are you kidding?
That Peter Brokaw. I mean, Peter did it. Yeah.
You're kidding, right?
Christiane Amanpour.
Do you really seriously think they didn't?
I think that they did, but I'm waiting. Since I don't read the spoilers for it, I'm waiting to find out for sure if they did or didn't.
You want to know why I think they didn't, Reagan?
Why?
Because my Brenda Barrett would not sleep with anyone that had their hair slicked back with all that Grecian formula.
I know.
Why did they feel the need to do that to show he was younger?
Jamie, Brenda drops her drawers in high stress situations. Did you not learn anything from when her and Sonny were trapped?
Well,
that's funny.
She does. She just does. Hey, you know, it happens. So
you make it sound like you did that in some heist. You said it like you did it.
That would be the most awesome.
I'm not judging. I'm just saying I'm not.
You're not judging. You know, Reagan, you're really starting to dig yourself into a hole here.
I'm not judging. That's all.
That would be the most awesome Paxil commercial. Hi, I'm Shelly. Sometimes I drop my panties in high stress situations. And then you just see, like, you cut to her five children.
Maybe they made out. Maybe they made out together, and they don't want to say anything because of the Sunny, because you know Sunny will get, because Sunny gets mad if you even fart
this
near a
woman.
This is
why I'm saying this, because if it's all about them, like, being a part of, like, some murder or something, or some dead person involved or whatever.
They done fucked.
That's no big deal in GH standards. I mean, a dead body is nothing, but having sex with your, like, the love of your life's kid, that's a big fucking
and
deal.
And here's the thing. Here's the thing. Wait. Here's the thing that I keep wondering about as I'm watching this last week. Because if they did have sex, I remember when we criticized Sam for sleeping with her mother's husband.
She knew.
What does that, make Brenda?
That was her mother's husband.
I know, but Brenda still. I know, but still. Brenda may not have known, but she ends up.
Buddy didn't even know it was his kid at the time that Brenda would have asked.
Okay, Luke, you trying to make Brenda look like she's somehow.
We didn't criticize Sam for sleeping with Sunny and Alexis sleeping with Sunny because they didn't know.
No, but I'm talking about when she slept with her.
She didn't know that boy was Sunny.
Most
people wouldn't believe. Shoot, Sunny is like a overdeveloped kid. I mean, did nobody even know he was making sperm back then in Bensonhurst? And now he was, you know, what was he, 12, having kids?
I'm really surprised we haven't seen more kids come back from that period of his life, considering how many he has now.
Just you just don't like Sunny. You just a Sunny hater. Don't hate on the dimples.
Jamie, what do you think of Tony Geary's comments about General Hospital and the survival of soaps?
I thought that they were on point. I mean, I think that what Tony was saying in the soap opera, Soaps In Depth interview was that really – soaps have not done anything to revolutionize since Monty. Now, I don't necessarily agree with him, but I know a lot of soap stars live in a bubble. He might be meaning GH because, you know, from what I've read, she brought in popular music and adventure storylines. And yes, you know, Guza trained under her. And so, yes, that is definitely still what we see. And they, you know, but GH is the most consistently enjoyable soap, in my opinion. But, you know, I do feel like James Riley did bring something new to the table when in the 90s, and the ratings support me, because he did some stuff that hadn't been done since, you know, Dark Shadows did, you know, Supernaturally. But they did it for, you know, it was there from the beginning. I mean, Riley took some epic biblical themes and brought them to daytime, and in my opinion did a lot of like macabre Edgar Allan Poe stuff. I also feel Hogan Sheffer brought newness to the game when he joined As the World Turns. So I do think there has been, you know, and even Ron Carlovati. I really feel that Ron Carlovati, during his, you know, first couple of years, he definitely brought something new to the game. I think what happens is you have these network executives who, you know, are
wanna scared be a writer.
Because these, you know, the numbers, no matter what, except for Riley, there haven't been any significant, oh my God, ratings moments since basically 1999, 2000, since Riley left Days. There hasn't been a Entertainment Weekly needs to stand up. Everybody needs to go, oh my God, NBC is going to give somebody some new soaps. There hasn't been that in 10 years. We haven't had anybody that made us think, as much as we all loved Ron Carlovati, you know, the ratings never went up more than 200,000 a week and went back down and this and that. And, you know, YNR has just maintained steady under Maria, Hogan, Scott, Jeannie, Johnny,
but Ronnie, Bobby, and Ricky, and Mike.
Bobby, I'm the 75.
Who you like?
The 75 family takes the hit.
She's cooling down. She's thinking cooling down.
You know, and everybody else who had rights, the Young and the Restless, because you know it takes a village to raise Dinner with City. But
obviously,
you have not seen that kind of, you know, innovation. And, you know, it, they try, but it's just they never get it right. And, you know, maybe it's playing Monday morning quarterback. I guess that's the term I don't watch football. When do they, is it Sunday morning quarterback? I don't know.
It's Monday morning.
Okay, but, you know, it's like, because they try with those. But they just, I don't think anybody at ABC has ever seen a webisode before they did one. I really don't. I don't think they've ever looked at a webisode. It's like y'all had a good example right there on your damn channel with Lost. They had those amazing webisode tie-ins. You had, I loved the little Desperate Housewives thing where they had the fifth housewife or whatever last year that had her little sprint.
David Chisholm was murdered in that one, I believe.
Yeah,
it was.
It's like, but then all they came up with
what
was
is
a bunch of dumbass soap stars trapped in an elevator or on an airplane during the
I'm
same
trapped
year.
In the elevator.
That's exactly what I was thinking, Jillian.
Listening to R. Kelly.
You know,
Reagan.
Why not do a webisode or a mobisode spinoff with Danny, like Lonely Girl, like the Lonely Girl YouTube sensation, where you just have Danny 1 week talking about everything that's going on in General Hospital or One Life to Live, and then the next week you have Destiny. They have these, all the teen characters should have vlogs and be talking in character. Not, I'm gonna be honest,
I'm kind of surprised they don't have that done. Not to cut you off, yeah. I'm surprised they haven't done that now, since this is the age of teens doing that.
But you know, they'll do it for the stars. And I'm gonna be honest, I'm a different type of soap fan. I'm a Erna Phillips soap fan. I don't care about their real lives. I really don't. I don't care if this one likes to kayak in real life or if this one had a baby. I don't care. There are soap fans. I think that there are both types. If you look at our board, if we post something about somebody having a baby, don't nobody read it. So, go to other sites. There's tons of people that care about that. Like people, like I believe we have Erna Phillips fans who are like, we don't care about your real life. We want to know about the storyline. So, you know, they'll do that kind of stuff like with the Ford brothers. You know, let's have a web chat with the Ford brothers. I don't care. You know, I was born on a wagon of a traveling show. Great.
Oh,
you
Lord.
Know, I would rather you do that with the characters. I love the True Blood little mini-sodes. I watch all of that, you know. Why not do some of that with the characters? Like a little mobisode where Ford tells you why he's such a perv. Like, you know, when I was a teenager, my mom used to send me over to the neighbor's house.
Or not milk. Tell it, because that's given away too much that can be given
or just,
on
yeah,
the show.
Show it.
Just
yeah, like
hint
a,
to it. Just hint yeah, to
have,
it. And then,
you know,
yeah.
Flashback of teenage Ford getting seduced by some trashy neighbor woman, and that turned him into a perv.
Right.
I just
hint,
stuff.
You
know,
they hint to it online, and then they can develop
Bensonhurst.
It.
They have made Bensonhurst a character on this show. Why not do Bensonhurst, the webisode? That
the Bensonhurst
like,
Chronicles.
Yeah, or yeah, that just like where you flashback, you find a you know, some 16-year-old good-looking little kid, little short Italian dude, to play Sonny at 16.
That
and
is.
Well, hell, he half Italian too, ain't he?
No, Greek.
Well, whatever. And then you cast some little girl to play Connie, and you cast some little girl to play Renee. What was her name? Zellweger character.
Olivia.
Renee Sofa. You know, you have Olivia.
Lois.
Yeah. You have young Lois. You have young Connie. You have young Olivia.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. you have all them mamas and stuff, and Sonny sneaking in and out of all the windows.
And
stuff.
The Cirillo family that you hear so much about. We know Lois. We don't know about, you know?
You have Deke and all. You just create that world as a web series. And it would sell. You know, Days is doing these novels. Why don't you do them as a web series? You know, web series are making money. See, Hollywood is greedy. It's like, oh, no, no, making money. Yeah, there are. The ones that are doing right are making money. That little boy Fred, he done got a movie deal, everything. You know, Fred Figglehorn. And I'm like, come on. Think outside of the box, not Tony Geary and Erica Slezak in a damn elevator set that I made in Boy Scouts.
And like, while some people are making money with webisodes, Robin and Patrick are on Letterman.
Mm-hmm.
Reagan, what'd you think of that? Do you watch Letterman?
No, I don't, but I did see the clip. It was kind of cool. I was like, hey, that's kind of neat.
But you know, it's so funny, though. He usually puts, like, ABC soaps in his...
He must be a closeted...
Yeah, someone on his team, right?
Someone on his team. They've done that before. They've done that before. With
I'll tell you... I was watching One Life to Live on my work computer the other day, and one of the guys in my office came in. I'm not a slacker. I can watch it in a corner and work on something in another corner. My monitor's big enough. But one of the guys came in my office. He goes, I got to ask, what soap are you watching? Because apparently back in the day when he was just out of high school, in between job type of loser, him and his buddies would watch soaps during the day.
Reagan, oh my God, I had this time. I was on a bus trip for work, and this is the funniest shit. I mean, well, it might not be funny to anyone else. I hate when people announce something was funny. But okay, this one time we were on a bus trip. I was on a newspaper conference, and they were busing us from one location to the other. And this woman who knew I like loved soaps, and I were talking about Crystal and Erica and the whole babe storyline. And I was filling her in because she hadn't watched. And so this woman who was behind us, who was just another reporter for another newspaper that was going to this convention, is like, I'm telling her, well, yeah, you know, yeah, Crystal's going to go to jail, but we don't know how long she's going to be in there. But, you know, I mean, she needs to go to jail because she helped that girl steal that baby, you know, and I don't care anything about her and Tad being back together, you know, and we're just, and this woman is just staring at us the whole time, almost like clutching her heart. And she finally goes, are these friends of yours? Who are these people stealing babies? And I was like, oh, we're talking about a soap opera.
Yes, lady. I'd have been like, that's my friend LaQuinta.
But I was talking about her like, yeah, you know, Crystal just makes me sick anyway. And she's looking at me like, you know a bunch of people be stealing babies?
Yes.
Jillian,
you had to be there.
What are you thinking of B&B these days with the cancer storyline as it's progressing?
Well, you know, this is their, to me, this is their Emmy reel for next year. They're going for a three-peat. They say, we run this in this pale family. They're going for a three-peat. It is true. But, I mean, I don't mind it. I like it. I actually like the storyline. Only Stephanie Forrester could go to Skid Row and try to run things. I was watching that. I'm like, lady, if that was Julie Chen going to Skid Row, that'd beat the shit out of her. I'm like, are you serious? Like, I like that they were using the flashbacks of Stephanie when her car broke down and she was home. I'm like,
B&B was so good.
Oh, God. It was really good. It was really good. I love the fact that Brooke, you know, anybody, because a little part of me was like, Brooke, leave that bitch and let her die. But Brooke put all that behind her and was all for Stephanie getting help. That shows even in the worst of times, the person you hate the most can put all that behind them and rise above it.
What a great umbrella story.
Oh, yes, it was.
This will be, you know, I wonder, will they get it? Because I don't think they deserved it the last 2 years, but I do now. I definitely do now, so that means they won't get it. But I'm like, oh my gosh.
It was
Susan
great.
Susan Flannery is getting a cable-worthy story. Brad Bell, kudos. He is the only hype man in daytime who can live up to his own hype.
Yeah.
All the rest of them, even, you know, yes, I love Ron Carlovati, but when they get to hype in their own stories, oh, it's going to be good. It never is. Goose,
don't do that.
But
Brad, don't do that. It's Maria. You'll never guess
Brad,
it.
No, yes, he has. He has done that with this one. He's like, this is going to be a game-changing story.
He is right.
He has lived up to the hype. But no, that's what I'm saying. He did hype this. He is.
No,
he
I'm
hyped
saying
this.
Ron doesn't.
You're
do
saying
that.
She's so, saying about Ron.
I'm saying Ron.
He's done that before. Yeah, they all have. They've all done the you're never gonna guess. But this time I'm
good.
Like, okay,
this
Brad
good.
Did the doggone thing.
Catherine Kelly Lang.
History. LA is a character in this story.
Yes.
It is amazing. Catherine Kelly Lang, Susan Flannery. Hunter Tyler, who y'all know I give a hard time. Yes, she did. When she found out that Steph
was... I couldn't
tell. Stop. Her thing, too. This is such a good...
Allie Mills did her thing. Allie Mills. I was like, damn! Kooky Pam.
It'll get ruined when John McCook gets involved. I'm sorry! But him and
Stephanie, I can't believe it.
Stephanie!
You have cancer.
Tell me, Stephanie. And then Rob's mother.
Doc. Brooke.
It's like, just let the women have this one. Just let the women have it. Leslie Kay is coming back, too.
She's going to bring the house. She's going to bring the house.
She's going to tear it up. She's going to put her foot in it.
You know, Marcus, we can, folks.
No. I want him to go on that same trip with Dr. Harry on Days of Our Lives. I want him to get mad. I want them to make Marcus real mad so he can tell him, I'll never forgive you. I'm leaving and never come back.
Okay.
His daughter, his mama, what's her name? Donna. Woo, I've been so glad. When is she? I hope she takes
several
months.
She's back.
Did she come back? I missed her. She wasn't on this week, was she?
You missed her in a good way or a bad way?
No. I want her maternity to be extended.
Was she back last week or this week?
She was back last week for sure. I know. My DVR had a problem with B&B this week.
Honey need to stay. I want them to stick some honey on her butt and stick it somewhere off screen.
Okay, well, speaking of two people who walked off screen this last week on The View, Whoopi and Joy weren't too happy with Bill O'Reilly and walked off the set. Jillian, what are your thoughts?
My thoughts, I said it on Twitter and I said it in D.C. You don't let someone come into your house. And to me, I consider that's their house. Regardless if you agree or disagree with Bill or not, I'm not getting into that. You don't let someone come up in your house and make you leave. That is your home court advantage. They were supposed to decimate Bill O'Reilly. They're supposed to show Bill, this is our house, but I'm leaving. You know, everybody's like, you know, it just shows it was for dramatic effect and you know, it just to show what a dumbass he is. Again, you agree or disagree with Bill, that's y'all up on y'all. You don't let someone come in your house. It's like someone coming up on DC and trying to ho-check Luke, and Luke's like, I'm leaving. I slap Luke silly and be like, you ain't going nowhere. What's talking about?
That's Morgan Fairchild's house from the city.
Now, Reagan, what did you think of the controversy? Because as I was watching it, I was just applauding Elizabeth for her restraint and not jumping into it all. What'd you think, Reagan?
I agree with Jillian. You don't walk off your set, especially when you know he's going to be a guest on your show that you're not going to agree with. I mean, going into that interview, whatever's coming out of his mouth, you're not going to agree with him. So you kind of keep your composure and you stand your ground and you make your points as the host of the show, and you stay on that damn set because that's what you're getting paid to do.
And he came on there. With a little to do not. Just, you know, I ain't cutting for none of them, but...
They knew that was going to happen, you know?
Well, Joy and Whoopi are never going to agree with a Bill O'Reilly. I think that whole thing was staged.
I don't know.
Well, that's after I've had a couple of days to... Now, for me, you know, what he said is just outrageous and as evil as possible, because you do not do that kind of stuff. But I do sometimes wonder to these people, because it's not like Bill O'Reilly is like Whitney Houston when she was good. You're gonna love every CD or hate it, but it's gonna be pretty much the same music when she was putting one out every 2 years. It ain't like he gonna sing a new song. So I wonder, when that is all said and done, if they don't all go out to, is Spago still open? I don't know where they at. No, they in New York. They're gonna out for a steak dinner after that, because it's like, you know, And well, the thing of it is, in the comments, a lot of people probably thought, you know, that I was siding with Whoopi and Joy. No, 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 no. I agree with Whoopi and Joy on this, but there have been plenty of times Whoopi Goldberg has made me ashamed of her in the last year with all that Mel Gibson stuff, you know, with the way she can sit there and look like she don't even know if she's there or not someday.
The guy who's arrested in France,
Roman Polanski.
There we go.
Polanski's old perverted ass. You know, and Joy, you know, Joy,
Joy did it for the ratings.
I used to like Joy pre-Rosie. Once Rosie came on that show, Joy was like, I'm finna be little Rosie. I'm gonna act just like her. You know, Joy used to just be a really bad comedian that was always trying to tell a joke that wasn't funny. And you'd be like, where are you performing at so I can know to go get you?
The best thing that ever happened to Joy was Rosie, because if that hadn't happened, she wouldn't have gotten her own show on HNL, because that's when Joy came into her own, quote-unquote.
I used to think that.
And you know what? They are milking this for Friday's episode was pre-recorded, so this happened on Thursday. Friday or Thursday night, Joy and Bill O'Reilly both were talking it up on their show, and they're going to do it again on Monday, which is the day. I mean, they're going to talk all this up on Monday, which is the day when the talk premieres.
They don't premiere
at the same time frame, so
no, but it's the same day. They're going to be airing.
I don't begrudge her show. I don't watch Joy's show. Because she's not a journalist. And if you're not a journalist, it shows. I'm going to be honest. If you have not been trained to be a journalist, your shows usually can tell the difference. So I don't, you know, I tried to watch. I don't like Joy's show at night. She's not a real interviewer.
Sometimes Joy has good points, but other times
she... Anybody who has any type of celebrity status now is getting some type of talk vehicle. You've got Elizabeth Hasselbeck going to Good Morning America. That, to me, is a slap in the face to every girl right now who is getting their loans, you know, having a hard time paying their student loans at journalism schools across this nation. And that other, I looked on Christiane Amanpour this week, and there is McCain's daughter, and I'm like, and it's just not them. Sharon Osbourne. Now the talk is going to be, you know, a coffee clatch, but you know, it just, what did people go to school for these days for you to? I mean, McCain's daughter, McCain is the one was in the war, not his daughter. What the hell has she done to get a spot on Christiane?
My thing is, you know, Bill O'Reilly. We agree with him or not. I watched it again, and He came on there purposely to entice those heifers because he went, Whoopi, you know Whoopi. I mean,
but they invited him on their show.
No, let me finish. No, I'm saying, like, when he came out on there, we all know Whoopi always looks like she want to be sitting somewhere else. That's just Whoopi. Yeah. You know, I always be like, that's just Whoopi. I chalk it up to her now, that's just Whoopi, even though her ass should just act more professional. When he came up there, he was just like, look at you. You know, he started picking with her. He's like, look at you. You don't even act like you want me to be here. She's just like,
well, she does that with any conservative guest. She does that with everything, Luke.
Not
that's what I'm trying to finish.
She does that if it's so popular.
But it's more.
No, it's not.
Like Sean Hannity and other.
No, it's not. I don't even remember when Sean Hannity was on there. It just became more announced when Bill O'Reilly came on there. That was the first thing he said to her. It just became more relevant when he was like, look at you, you're acting
like that all
with anyone. You know, and
like, I'm gonna be honest, and I'm not saying this because I don't think that's the case, but she acts like she done has some good dope and she barely
I think it's more like, I can't believe this is what my career has come to. I gotta be on here with these four bitches talking about who's hot and who's not and who won the Jersey Show is fist pumping. That's just her. But when he came
out, I think there's more merit in that than Made in America.
But I think when he came out there, he kept bothering her about that, and she, you know, Whoopi, you can tell when she about to unload on your ass. She was just like, Bill, I have gas. That's just my gassy look. And I'm just here we go. Yeah, she did.
I didn't see that part. But, you know, well, I will say this about it. It didn't need to go like, okay, Whoopi and Joy are going to have to learn how to debate better. Because when he said that, them starting to yell obscenities, that's how we would act. But, you know, you prove your point better by debating it. That's why when I had Hasselbeck's back, you know, and I'm not a fan of hers, but when she and old girl went at it that time, the split screen,
I had Hasselbeck's back because I don't blame her. Rosie, you defend the shit you say. I felt with her on that 100%. I line up more with Rosie's beliefs, but, you know, Rosie O'Donnell is just like Bill O'Reilly. She said all that inflammatory stuff, too. My mother is a soldier. A soldier has to do what they have to do. So for Rosie to sit up there and say the soldier's a terrorist, I don't blame Elizabeth. No, bitch, you defend that yourself. I'm not finna be the one trying to defend.
Well, she's an adult, but
But, you know, but it's like with Joy, I really feel like, see, those moments were organic. Rosie and Elizabeth were friends, you know. Every blue moon, a Republican and a Democrat can be friends. And, you know, they really were friends. So there really were everything with Rosie. I can say I felt like it was genuine. Now it does seem like it's like, OK, we ain't in the news right now. So what can we do to show out and get in? And it works because everybody and their mama were talking about it. So it's like, you know,
well, but sometimes they can get along with Bill O'Reilly because the last time he was on, Whoopi, well, you know, he and Joy have this, you know, he calls Joy stupid. He calls her a pinhead. And Joy's like, he's a douche. Well, she don't say that, but, you know, sometimes he and Whoopi can agree on things. They agree on things. And sometimes when they cannot get their way or they cannot get their point across for Bill to come to their liking or vice versa, they get up and scream and act the fool. You see, Barbara sat there and was just like, no.
No, then we can go on. I'm going to tell you about Barbara. That's why she got them heart palpitations right there, is dealing with these heifers. Because Barbara is like, oh, my Lord, come back here. You come back here right now with me, I want you to come back in.
She ripped everybody.
Henry Kissinger. You want to talk about one who's wondering how their career came to this? It's Barbara Walters. She is a legend, and she is stuck with this bullshit because it is a rating success. But you know she cannot go to sleep at night because she spent all these years as the most revered female journalist of all time, and her last contribution to the world has been, you know,
The View.
Hiding these women's estrogen pills so that she can screech and holler every day.
She showed her point, but they should take a cue from Barbara so we can wrap this up. Barbara disagreed with him, and she didn't, Barbara was like, no, sir, you were wrong. That's, you know, and she made him apologize. Those hoes, Whoopi and Joy look like they're about to go put on their Vaseline and tear up his ass, boy. I'm like, okay. And Sherry just don't know what the hell she is.
She's like, I don't know.
This is one time it was good that she kept her mouth shut.
Oh, yeah. Sherry, if she didn't have nobody talking to her,
she would have burst out. The world is flat! Bill would have been like, what the hell are you talking about?
I didn't cancel my show on Lifetime. They didn't have to do me like that.
This week, The Talk debuts their lineup of guests. Monday is Christy Brinkley. Tuesday is Jennifer Lopez. Wednesday is Melissa Rycroft and former South Carolina First Lady Jenny Sanford. Thursday is Chandra Wilson and Jamie Lee Curtis. And Friday is Rick Fox and Cheryl Burke.
I'm going on there because I didn't know half of them names.
And, well, there's only one or two that I'm actually interested in, but we would encourage you to comment on this episode at Daytime confidential.com. Follow us on twitter.com/dcconfidential. Also add us as a friend on Facebook. We thank you for listening. Until next time, so long.
Bye. Darling, we told you, Medina, darling.
Oh, God.